Yo, it's poppin'. It's Kendrick Lamar, you dig that.
MyMP3Pool.com. You already know what it is, your boy DJ Mustard.
Turn your radio up, please. Turn your radio up.
MyMP3Pool All-Star Mix Series.
What's up, everybody? Joseph Get Right here, and I'm back. MyMP3Pool All-Star Mix Series. And today, we are lucky enough to have one of the nicest guys I know. I got stories and stories and stories with this guy. But we're going to talk about him today. My boy, DJ Neva.
Yo,
how you doing?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm good, man.
Good?
How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, man. I got to tell everybody first.
What?
The very first time that I hung out with you was one of the funniest times I've ever had. Like I said, he's one of the nicest guys. And the funny story that I have real quick is, you know, we spent all night. Like, it was our boy Beatnik introduced me to you a long time ago.
I remember that. Yeah.
And we went out and we had a good time and everything. And then I ended up driving Neva home. But he lived like 10 minutes away from where we were at, and somehow I was driving around for 45 minutes because you kept falling asleep.
I passed out. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about the mix that you brought us first of all.
Okay.
All right. What did you put on it, and kind of how did you put it together for us?
You know what? I wanted to do something different. So instead of, I could have did a hip hop mix of current music, but instead I wanted to take it back to New York City, the 80s, like dance music.
Okay.
So like songs I used to hear as a kid in the summertime, hanging out in the park, hearing the cars drive by with these classic dance songs.
Okay.
That it was just all good back then, you know.
Okay.
When you're a kid.
Okay. Any surprises we can expect on this mix?
I actually ended the mix off with a Prince tribute.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So put some Prince joints in there.
Yo, you know, rest in peace, Prince.
Yes.
I mean, it was a shocking thing. It was crazy. And I actually didn't catch the end of that. Did it end up being drug abuse again as well?
A lot of
huge celebrity artists?
Just rumors going around, but nothing definite.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go look that up in a little bit later.
Yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm. Everybody, if you have not taken a listen to the mix, make sure you go and check that out. I'm excited to check it out myself. I haven't had a chance to, but I appreciate you dropping that on us.
Nah, no problem. That's you.
So let's talk about Young Neva. You're from New York originally.
The Bronx.
Tell us about your childhood upcoming.
Oh man, I grew up in the projects. Not far from Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
Like deep in the South Bronx.
Okay.
So I kind of grew up on hip hop.
Okay.
Like I grew up, I was there in the beginning of hip hop.
Right.
Like I was there, I used to go to the parks. I used to see the DJs bring their equipment out to the parks.
Okay. Oh, you were part of that.
I was part of that era, yeah.
Wow, okay.
I remember back in the days, like radio stations, they wasn't playing no hip hop music.
Uh-huh.
Only time you heard hip hop on the radio was on the weekends, Fridays and Saturday nights.
Okay.
From like 9 to 12.
Okay.
So that shows how far hip hop has grown
within
the past like 10, 20 years.
Okay. Okay.
From when it first started.
So you were always involved with music then,
yes,
in that sense, as ever since you were a child.
Yeah.
Like growing up.
Like growing up as a kid, like music was played all throughout my house.
Yeah.
Like I have two older sisters.
Uh-huh.
They used to play like Earth, Wind & Fire, Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm,
Osley Brothers.
Wow, okay.
Like,
those are great artists.
Yeah.
So when did you actually start DJing?
You know what? It's funny. I started, one of my boys, he had equipment at his crib. So I used to like mess around, like when I was in high school, like I learned how to mix through that.
Okay.
But I didn't buy my equipment until I would say like around maybe when I was 20 years old. I got my first set of equipment. Yeah.
So you had a lot of years of just consuming music then?
Yes.
Before you actually got into like DJing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you remember your first club?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Back in 93. No, 92 or 93. The first club was this spot on 34th Street. I was going to say the name of the spot is Houlihan's.
Okay.
It was a restaurant in the daytime, and at night they turned into a club. And I never forget, it was me and this other DJ. He kind of opened up for me.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I first got on, it was like a older, mature R&B crowd.
Okay.
So when I got on, it was time for me to get on. The first record I played was Schoolie D, PSK.
Oh, okay.
And no, it wasn't wild. It was bad. Everybody stopped dancing. I was so scared and nervous. I was just like, oh man.
But no, I know what you're saying in terms of you starting as a brand new DJ at a spot. But you know what that record is these days.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but like I said, it was like the DJ was playing like a lot of R&B, like all that stuff that was out in the 90s.
Right.
And then I get on, I play PSK, and everybody was looking around. And it was like, yo, why is this guy playing this? And I was just, and I had some friends with me, and it was just like, yo, switch the record, switch it up, switch it up. So I switched it up, and then I put on Mary J. Real Love.
Okay.
And the crowd reacted differently. Everybody was like, hey, it was like wilding out. And then from there, I did a good job, I believe.
Okay, and this is just the first gig, guys. I mean, obviously,
I've gotten a little better.
Yeah, you learn a few things along the way. Mm-hmm. So on that note, let's talk about the way DJ careers have kind of grown. And what I wanted to ask you was, you know, do you have any advice for like the younger generation today?
You know what?
How they're going to get started? Because a lot of them are going to go through the same thing that you went through, right? And then grow as they you know, do more gigs. And
but
stuff.
It's funny. Things are different now. Like nowadays, you could go to YouTube and you could see like other DJs and see how they spin. Like back in my days, you had to go to the clubs and see for yourself.
Yeah, I can add a little bit to that too. And I think what it is when we learned how to DJ, you had to go to the club and watch and really kind of hear and understand, you know, what they did.
Mm-hmm.
These days, I think kids are just learning off of the YouTube thing and then just kind of emulating what they see per se, as opposed to really kind of. There's that certain something when it comes to like a good DJ and knowing how to navigate through songs and you know the keys of different songs and those kinds of things. Do you agree?
Yeah, totally.
But I mean, with YouTube, you're right. It is easier for them. But how do you explain how many bad DJs there are these days?
You know what's the thing is? It's like I feel like these DJs they're bad because they're just doing it for the wrong reason. They're not doing it for the love of DJing. They're doing it more for the love of popularity.
Oh, agreed. Okay, agreed. Yeah, so then ultimately, what would your advice be to this next generation?
They need to study music more. They need to study different eras. Like, a lot of new DJs, they just play the same things they hear in the club over and over again. And the radio, they don't like listening to old school stuff. They feel like...
Well, for me, older music has more soul to it.
Mm-hmm.
These days, you know, kids are making, again, on a computer, you know, stuff that's way quantized, really, really flat, that doesn't have a lot of swing and soul in the music.
But it's funny, like, even when I first started DJing, I went back. I had to study music that I wasn't familiar with so I could get a better understanding of the music.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
You know, at the end of the day, when you appreciate your craft the way you do because of where you came from, you look for the little nuances, right? Whereas, again, like you said, these kids these days are more into the popularity of what they're doing as opposed to paying attention to, you know, the little things in the music.
Yeah.
You know? What are you bumping in the car these days? Driving around Las Vegas. You know what's
so funny? I'm not bumping in the car because I'm from New York, so I don't drive.
Oh. Wait, did I know this or didn't I?
I didn't know this. Yeah, it's like...
Well, you had to get here somehow?
It's Uber.
Oh. Wow. So you fit into the millennial generation of these kids with the Ubers and the Lyfts and everything else in town. No, but you know what? Vegas is a great town
It's funny. Nah, like I said, I'm from New York. We didn't have to drive around. We just jump in the subway.
Yeah.
Subway.
True.
Buses and stuff we got around town without driving. So.
Okay.
No, but I'm bumping right now.
Yeah.
I love Kanye.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Kanye.
Despite all the antics?
He's crazy and all, but he makes good music.
I agree.
I love the Life of Pablo. I think it's dope. I love, was it Yeezy?
Uh-huh.
The one that everybody hated. I want to say Black Slave or...
The controversial cover. That's the one you're talking about, right?
No, the one that had no cover.
Right, no, that it had a controversial cover, and then they had to go with no cover.
Yeah, exactly, one.
Okay.
And everybody hated it because he changed it up. It wasn't a typical hip-hop record. It was more of like a Euro 80s pop type of vibe to it.
I guess I see what you're saying with that.
Yeah.
I felt like he was already starting to go that route when it came down to, like, 808 Heartbreaks.
Yeah, nah, he was, yeah.
You know, I mean, that, like, it was...
And it's funny, actually, that's, like, my least favorite Kanye album, 808 Heartbreaks.
I think it's a
lot
of
people. It's just a little too mellow. I mean...
Yeah, well, for me, it's, you know, I like the early stuff. The Wire album, the College Dropout, The Graduate, you know.
Yeah.
Those, that generation of stuff, you know, I was like... that was all me.
Yeah, nah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But so who else?
You know what? I'm really like Future now also.
Really?
You know why? I've seen him perform a couple of times at Dre's.
Uh-huh.
And I became a fan after seeing him, see his live performance.
Okay.
Like, so
he was pretty good then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. I get a ton of requests for you know, Future to play when I'm DJing and stuff like that. You know, I couldn't say it's people that are a little bit older. I think it's more of the, you know, like they're barely 21.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that's
kind
true.
Of kind mm-hmm. of generation.
Yeah.
But so the mix that you did for us was more of a dance.
It was more dance stuff. Yeah.
Okay. We're talking a lot about hip hop right now, obviously.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What's your take on, you know, what's going on with like the rise of hip hop versus the crash of EDM, and you know, where do you think that state is?
It's weird, man, cuz I remember a couple of years ago EDM was huge. It's
right.
like it took over Vegas.
Yes.
Like,
I think it took over the world. I mean,
yeah, nah, but definitely Vegas. Like,
right.
I'm an open format DJ.
Yeah.
I play, honestly, I love hip hop and I play a lot of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
But being open format, you play different types of genre. Like, mm-hmm. you play mm-hmm. a little bit of EDM, you play a little bit of reggae, you play a little bit of R&B. You mix it up.
Yeah, definitely.
But when EDM came out, it just like kind of took over Vegas. So all the open format DJs wasn't working as much as it was before because of EDM.
Absolutely.
And it's like a lot of these, and it's funny because a lot of these DJs like jumped on the bandwagon. They like abandoned hip hop music and all of a sudden became EDM DJs.
Right.
Which is kind of funny.
Right, right, right. But
right now, hip hop is back in Vegas. It's big.
Yeah.
It's like,
do you think it's just Vegas, or do you think it's actually rising around the country?
Rising around the country, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. So is EDM crashing like they're trying to make it out to be out of Vegas?
I don't think it's gonna go away. It's still gonna be there, but like I said, it's not as big as it was a couple of years ago.
Uh huh.
Because like people are getting tired of like seeing these guys DJ, and they like. They're not even DJing. They're playing pre-recorded mixes.
Agreed. And I think for me,
these
I
are
think,
like the big names, the big guys. I'm not
right,
gonna
right.
Names,
well,
but,
well, for me, I think that, you know, part of the blame has to lay on the consumer,
mm-hmm.
the people that are actually paying these tickets to go and see these people do that.
But
right?
it's also also the clubs as well, the club owners.
Right, right. No, but you got to educate yourself and know what you're actually going to see mm-hmm. and listen to,
yeah.
as opposed to saying, well, you know, you want to go see somebody with some talent and some charisma, and
yeah.
you know, like you said, you saw Future perform, and you're like, you know what, I like the shows.
Yeah.
So you became more of a fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you become more of a fan when you go and see, you know, we don't need to name any names of these EDM guys that are out there, but how do you go and listen, you know, go and see these guys, and then they're literally up there doing nothing?
Yeah, exactly.
And then probably more, you know, more for the ticket than you did for the Future act or,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that, you know, that the general population, the regular person, the one that's like the fan, needs to educate themselves more
no,
and
definitely.
Know exactly what they're getting into and stuff, you know.
And you know what's funny now? Like, these EDM DJs, they're playing hip-hop now.
I know.
They're really trying to play hip-hop.
Yeah.
And it sounds kind of bad.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know what it is? We get back to your original statement about how, you know, you studied the music
mm-hmm.
and you, you know, like learned the little nuances of things. Now what I feel like when these EDM DJs are playing hip hop, they're just playing it.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Jukebox.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no energy to it. There's no nothing.
There's no feeling to it. No, they're just jumping on the bandwagon.
Right, right. On that note, what keeps you motivated to DJ then? I mean, you already said, you know, obviously you've been through several generations.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've been through, you know, as an open format DJ, you've been through a time where open format DJs weren't DJing as much.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what keeps you motivated?
Just, I love music in general. That's it.
Yeah.
I love DJing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the downslide, I mean, there are a lot of DJs that lose out. Right.
I know,
they don't find enough work, but or they, you know,
you got to keep that hustle going. You got to keep on. You can't give up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there any more advice that you can give these younger kids to keep their hustle going?
You just got to go out. You got to meet people. You got to like I said, you got to study the music. You got to.
Yeah.
You got to promote yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to show these people that you really want to do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me your top three tracks that you like right now.
Fat Joe, who made a comeback.
Okay.
Well, which I'm surprised. I didn't expect that. I thought after Lean Back, that was a wrap. But out of nowhere, all the way up, is huge in the clubs right now.
Right, right.
And did you hear the remix?
I think
with Jay-Z on it?
No, I actually didn't. I did not.
I'm a big Jay-Z fan, but just... his verse is
lackluster.
It's all right. It's, yeah, whatever.
Hey, if it's lackluster, yo, you're a New York guy, man. Yeah. You're an East Coast guy. If it's lackluster, tell him.
I mean, but you know what? This is like his first record in like this year, so.
Right.
But other than that, you know, that's big all the way up. Mm-hmm. What's that? New Levels.
Okay, I'm on a new level.
Yeah, that's huge right now. I mean, that's been out for a while, but that's pretty big.
Yeah, I would say. I think it hit steam with the summer.
Exactly. You know what I
mean? Everybody's out partying.
Yep, exactly. And number three is Drake Controller.
Okay.
Yeah, that's bubbling up, but that's going to be huge for the summer.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So those are the top three for you right now.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. The other thing I wanted to ask was I think I put it together because I know you.
Okay.
But tell everybody how DJ Neva, the name, came about.
This is kind of a funny story.
I think it always is, guys.
Did I tell you?
No, I'm asking partially because I don't know the background of it.
It's funny. Like, when I first started DJing in Manhattan, in the city, like, my name is Evan. So I used to go by the name. I used to go by DJ Evan.
Okay.
And, like, back in the days in the club scene, there was this guy. His name was Evan.
Uh-huh. It was another DJ.
It was no. He was just a guy that would. He just knew everybody in the club scene, and you see him around everywhere you go. He was always around. But the funny thing is, they used to call him Begging Evan, because he always used to beg for drinks.
Really? It's that bad?
I swear to God.
All right.
So when I started DJing, the promoter was like, "Yo, man, everybody think Begging Evan is DJing now."
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I was like, oh, shit. Can I curse him?
Don't worry about it.
All right. I was like, oh, shit. So I was like, all right. So I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to switch it up a bit and just take the N, put the N first, and that's Never. So
it became Never.
And it became, yeah, Never.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't really anything about you. It was actually about somebody else that was giving you a bad name.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah. I asked this to everybody. If you weren't DJ Never today, and you also own a store out here in Las Vegas.
Yes.
New.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's fashion oriented, lifestyle, culture.
Shout out to my partner, DJ Crooked.
Yeah, absolutely. Crooked, what up, man?
You know what's so funny? Yeah. All right. Before I was DJing, I had a 9-to-5.
Well, I think we all did.
Yeah. Actually, I had a city job, and I worked this job for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And I finally decided, you know what? I started DJing a lot, started getting a lot of gigs. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like my 9-to-5, so I finally decided to quit that job and become a DJ full time.
Okay.
And so far, it's paid off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so how long have you guys had the store new?
This year would be 8 years.
Wow. And it's growing.
Yeah, it's growing. It's huge right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's funny.
I've seen you guys do remodels. And you're constantly dropping new clothing.
Yeah.
New clothing every season.
Nah, it's good. It's funny. When we first opened up, we opened up during the recession.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the first 3 years, we wasn't making no money. It was just like that. We kept putting money in ourselves to keep it going.
Right.
And then finally, I think the fourth year, we started to see a profit.
Uh-huh.
And then since then, it's growing more and more every year.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's a huge brand here in town, and you know, a lot of the locals often check it out.
Definitely.
And shop there.
Yeah,
I actually need to get by there myself. Yeah. I've been hollering at you.
I know. Yeah.
I haven't had time myself, so that's my bad.
Okay.
But so you store owner now for about 8 years.
Uh-huh.
You had a 9-to-5 before you started DJing, but the DJing is obviously the main thing for you.
Yeah.
My original question was, if you weren't the fashion store owner and a DJ, what would you actually be? What do you think he would be?
It would definitely be fashion related.
Okay.
I've always been into clothes and sneakers and stuff like that. So,
okay.
But other than that, I never thought about it. I'm not sure.
I mean, I don't think a lot of people put it in your thoughts, but I've asked this to every single DJ, homie, artist, you know, that has come through here.
Yeah.
And a lot of them before, unless they started DJing when they were really young, they all, you know, kind of knew where they were already going.
Yeah.
But, all right, cool. So I do this thing. It's a quick 60 seconds that we time.
Okay.
And basically, I ask you a bunch of different questions. You just give me the first thing off the top of your head.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this.
All right. All-time favorite mixer?
I guess the Rain, 56.
Favorite sports team?
The Knicks.
Not doing so well, my friend.
I haven't done well.
Since Patrick Ewing, maybe?
Yes. It's decades, so, but I'm still a Knicks from New York. I got to represent.
I feel you, man.
I still have my Patrick Ewing jersey.
Lakers ain't doing so well either, but I still represent to the fullest, man. Die hard.
Yep.
Nike or Adidas?
Adidas right now.
Right now, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Night owl or morning person?
Night owl.
CDJs or turntables?
It's funny. I would say turntables.
Okay.
But lately I've been using CDJs.
Right.
It's a little bit easier.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Next question.
Nintendo or Sega Genesis?
Atari? Nah.
Hey, we'll take it.
Oh, no, Nintendo, actually. We'll go ahead.
Burgers or pizzas?
Burgers.
Hard alcohol or beer?
Hard alcohol.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
And the last simple one.
What?
Eggs. Scrambled or sunny side up?
Scrambled.
All right. Okay. So, again, I really thank you for dropping a mix on us.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking.
My MP3 All-Star Mix Series, DJ Neva. Yo, make sure you give them your Instagram, you know, the Snapchats, the new website, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. DJNeva.com is the website. SoundCloud/DJNeva.com.
Okay.
Instagram/DJNeva.
Okay. Oh, Twitter.
Twitter/DJNeva. NewKNYEW.com.
Okay.
And just new at new anywhere.
Okay. Yeah. at new anywhere. Like you said. New. You know, what he meant to say was at new everywhere.
Keep in New York everywhere.
Right?
But nah.
Yeah.
New.com.
I'm gonna come visit you soon there, man.
Yeah, come through, man. Get some gear, man. You gotta get right for the summer, man.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Trust me, get right.
Get right.
All right, man. at Joseph Get Right, my MP3 Pool All Star Mix Stories, man. DJ Neva, yo, once again, thank you for stopping through.
Like I said before, thanks for having me.
My MP3 Pool All Star Mix Series.